I've got a Wimbledon hero alongside me 28 years ago, Dave Besson, here at Wembley.
Yeah, 28 years ago. Seems a heck of a long time, but memories are still there.
You must be so proud of what the club's done since, you know, all that happened.
It's been brilliant, you know, it's remarkable what to first of all be here today as a club is one feat on its own. But just the way they played, the rise to this position, we felt that no one ever could emulate what we done, you know, going from the fourth division to the first division, winning the FA Cup. But this is probably as close as any other story gets to it.
And as you know, from 88, you have to keep clear heads on a day like this.
Yeah, you keep clear head and you stay believing you're going to win it, you know. I say in 88 we were probably the only ones who felt we were going to win the game. It was the 11 players out there. So, yeah, it's all about belief.
And you're still very much a big fan of the club.
Yeah, myself and Laurie, who's here as well, we try and stay as involved as we possibly can. And, you know, they wheel us out on big occasions, which we don't mind.
I might see if I can grab a very quick word with Laurie Sanchez for BBC Radio London. Laurie, of course, synonymous with Wimbledon's great success in 88. What does it feel like to see them, you know, coming back towards those sort of stages?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I mean, you know, I think 28 years since we were here. You know, the birth of a new club, or the rebirth of a club, really. And to get back to Wembley, you know, albeit for a playoff final, is a fantastic achievement. And hopefully the result will be the same.
Does it make you proud when you see Neil Ardley and the team doing
yeah,
what
Neil was there. I played with Neil when he was a young kid when I was at Wimbledon. I think he was 16 when the cup final was on. But when he got into the team later on, I played a few games with him. So great for him. Reevesy, you know, one of his coaches here as well, who I played with. So great. And of course the fans, you know, the fans of the team that were here in 88 and the fans have bought, you know, rebirthed this team. As I say, win or lose today, you know, it's not the end for them. This is the beginning of a new era. And the story is probably the second best story to the one of us actually getting to the cup final from non-league, first time we're winning it, or getting to the final. So hopefully these boys can do it as well sometime in the future.
Someone can do what you did.
Hopefully.